Parshas Vayera. So, the beginning you have the different inyanim with Avraham Avinu, there is Machlas Orchim and so on. So it says, Yukach lo Matmayim and so on. So Chazal say over here that Chayecha are going to be pareya to your children what you did. So everything that he did, the lechem and the mayim and the so on, he gave to the children. And the one thing it says that since you have mayim, I was through a shliach, so b'meila it would only be given as a shliach. But the avtocha here, the Chazal say, Chayechad, I'm going to be pareya to your bonim. So what happened till now? Avraham Avinu was 100 years old. Avraham Avinu had done chesed all his life. So we'll assume that this is something that was an extraordinary chesed. He was sick, he was old, it was hot. Seder. His whole life he was doing this chesedim. So, are we to understand that what changed now, and until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see it fit that he would give the offspring the lechem and the mayim and so on. So, what happened here? Was it an extreme chesed? Like this was such a chesed, such a gevurah chesed that he's going to give it to his kids? So then, my child is Yukach no mat mayim. Since that was a shliach, so it wasn't such a bother for him. So why did the children get it? The children do get it, but they get it through a shliach. So what was here extraordinary in the maizah that he did that he should give it to the children? That's the first point. Secondly, the etzem maizah itself is, it says three malachim came down. One malach was to be Mevaseh Sarah, one malach was to be Merap Avram, one malach was to be Hoifich Stoim, and the same malach that was Merap Avram was Matzel. Ephoel, Michal, Gavril, and so on. Fine. What's the pshat that three malachim came together down? I mean, it's three completely separate events. The being sick from the mila is one inyan. Having children, I guess the mila is part of it in some way, but it's not directly connected. And certainly afichas stoim was a whole new inyan. It may be the gzar din was for the same time. But what's the pshat that malachim came down together? Or it wasn't like a group flight, sort of. It was cheaper. What was the issue here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not... You're talking about three anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they're mizdamin together, means the one anhaga. Especially mitzad ha'imek, Shabbai, Michol, Gavriel, Rafael, these are three anhagas that sort of come from one sheirish, and they split off into different directions. So the pshat is there's an akuda here. They came to visit Avram after the bris, and at this point, these three inyanim. So Echshehu, the latest Yitzchak with the bris, we understand Echshehu that somehow it's kosher and so on, the mitzvahs mila with having a child. But Afichas Stoim is an event that sort of happened to come out at the same time. So what's the, why was it together b'chad ha-machta? The hemshech of it is also it's one parsha. It's not only the malachim came together. It's one parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, as they're talking, so there's no hefsek in the parsha. Vayakum mishom anoshe shkab me stoim. Like this is part and parcel of the same parsha. They went and looked at stoim. And so on. It's bad. Some two totally separate events. You know, parashas refuas amila, parashas achal sorichim finished. There should be one parasha, and then a second parasha. Now is a whole parasha time. It deserves a parasha on its own. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here. That the reason why he's telling him is ki datem anashe etzav es bonim etzvayis ha'achrov. So it doesn't have an easy pshat. The Rishonim all obviously try to give a pshat, Rashi says that Kidativ, I like him, I'm a chav of him, I have special chiba for him. And the reason is because Lefishu Mitzav is one of Alay Lishmas Darkoi. It's so far off where we're coming from. Because Baruch says, I must tell Avram. The Tachlis obviously was Avram being mispalel on Stoim. I guess that was. He wasn't just telling him the news. He was telling him there was an Avodah here. And the Avodah was obviously Tefillah. So the Manashit Savas, but it's Achrav, Vishonach, Shasak Mishwat, is not really the point. The reason why, what came out of this is a gili of Avram's tremendous rachmanis, that he cared for the people and was trying to be melamed zchus on them and did his best to mispal. It is true that Avram was mitzave bon of everything, but that doesn't seem to be the point of the parashia. The point of the parashia is that the care and rachmanis and the koyach hatfilah. Those are the nyanim sort of that the parish is telling you. So what's the kedat mashetzava as Barnabas says? Those are nyanim here that need a big beer. And we'll try to understand a little bit ba'omek the inyan of Avram Avinu's mida, not chesed, but a deeper nekuda in that. Let's take a look. There's a very strange Medrash Rabbah. It's in Parshid Beis and Bereishis Rabbah, very beginning. It says, L'chol yesh toilodos. Everything has, in the world, has offspring. It's going on the Pasuk, Tol d'Shemayim V'aretz, Tol d'Shemayim V'aretz, B'hibarom. So Chazal say, everything has toilodos. Shemayim V'aretz yesh toilodos. Shneim ha'elu Tol d'Shemayim V'aretz B'hibarom. Horem yesh toilodos. Shem b'tem harm yuvoldu. Motas teilodas, shema yeshla mota av, tal, and so on. All sorts of psukim of hoilada. Good. Zayin. Then Chazal give us a klal, a rule of the thumb. Tani. Kol mi she yeshla toldos, anyone that has toldos, that has offspring, meis ubala. He dies and disintegrates. V'nivra, he's a creation. V'ein aborin is not a borin. V'chol mishein le'tolodes, and anything that doesn't have tolodes, enoi, loy meis v'loy bala, he doesn't die, doesn't disintegrate, u'boirei, and he's a boirei, v'ein a nivra, and he's not a nivra. So there's two classes of things in the world. You can examine every object. Every object either has tolodes, and then it dies and disintegrates, and then you have things that don't have tolodes, and they don't die and disintegrate. What are these two classes? So Rabbi says klape mila davama that this pasuk is that this one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a strange Chazal. What is Chazal telling me? It's telling me that which has toilodis is mace and bola. That's not toilodis. By the way, those are the two classes of creatures in the Bria. By the way, there's only one species that fits into that second category, that happens to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a matter of plia. Doesn't say anything. What is it telling me? And it's interesting enough, you find it also in by Chana. It says that when Chana was being mispalel for a child, She told her, the Medrash and Yalkin Shmuel says it right on over there. She told her, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have a tzava elyoin and tzava tachtoin. You have a tzava velyoinim and tzava tachtoinim. The tzava velyoinim is they don't have children, but they don't die. The tzava tachtoinim has children and they die, but they have children. So she said, Rebbeinu Shel Manavshach, either this or this. So over there, there's a little bit of a shift in this inyan that the Elyonim we're talking about is not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we're talking about the whole panoply of Brias that are called Tzva Elyonim. Okay, it's certainly a hemshach of this medrash. It's certainly a hemshach of this medrash, and it's something that is a it's definitely it's telling me that the chalukah between al-yonim and tachtonim is right, and there's a difference between moilid and mace versus einam moil v'einam mace. The only distinction would be between what is very specific HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the chalzo is we don't want to say einam mace on yonim, but by and large it's the same nekuda. The same chalukah and same, and very, very hard to understand what kind of chalukah is it? What are we talking about? So, we need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mohus and mitzias is emes. Ka'atul kim emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. Udvorcha emes akayim la'ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are emes. Emes means in its core, we've seen this, Farno says, something that stands forever is emes. Something which is, it's not, that which is temporary and that which is transient is be'etzem not emes. Its metzias is not emes, what it stands for is not emes. That's the hallmark, nitzchias and emes, are two sides of the same coin. That's the mohus of emes and mohus of nitzchias. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and that's why he's chai v'kayim la'ad, and that's why he's forever. That's the metzias of zamitos yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and Adam was supposed to be Chai Loilam. In as much as Adam is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, Chazal say he's min el yoinim umitachtoinim, according to that would fit him to Medrash and Shmuel. Or his chelak al kaim imal, Adam is nitzchias, and part of Adam is nitzchias, and therefore Adam is kai, should have been chay loilam. What oilam means 1,000 years, and it's a musig of olamai of an olamai in our musagim. However we understand it, but the eating from Eitz HaChayim means that he's chay loilam. That's the metzias of Adam, the way he should be Mishlei Musay. When Adam was chayte mekalkel, he misa was nigzar on him. If misa's nigzar in Adam, then what happens to his being chelka kaimimal? What happens to the emes and the nitzchias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should be manifest in his Devar Hashem also? Mela Balechayim, since the Ashkoch is on the min is Kaim Loila. So even though every particular cow dies, but cows remain. But what about Adam? So that's what Chazal are telling us. There's a second Mahalach of La'olam that's through Hoylada. So even though this particular individual is not chai loilam, but mitzad the hemshech, and mitzad the toilodes sheboy is chai loilam. So the hemshechius of a adam is because he has toilodes. So chazal, the oimek of the chazal of toilodes shemayim v'aretz is things are either in their final state of perfection. And if they're in the final state of perfection, that metzias is nitzchias. So zeis ha-teira, lo tei muchlefes, lo zeis ha-sigra, all of them are, because this is the metzias that's l'oilam, It's an emes lenetzach, or things that the emes, it hasn't come to its final state yet, it is moving towards its final state through Hoylada. The fact that it brings out, so just like, if I have a diamond that's been muddied and sullied and everything like that, and I do a whole bunch of washings and cleaning and polishing, what I'm doing is till I get to the diamond. And once I get to the diamond stands by itself. That's the process of Hoylada. So the process of Nitzchias through Hoylada is that the Nekudas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria, and Tzuris Adam especially, is Nitzchias, except that since it was Nisarev boy from many other things, there's a process where the Taruvas falls away, where Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha, each door improves what's happening, until we get to the final Nekuda, So Toilada and Nitzchias are two different Mahalchim to get to the same point. And that's what Chazal meant. Either things are forever, because that's it, it's reached its tzura, or the things have to go through a process of Hoylada to get to that tzura. When we're talking about Adam and being Moilid, we need to understand the difference between Adam being Moilid and a Baal Chai being Moilid in this inyan. It says, it's a medrash, it's a kol asa yofa be'ito, it's a medrash in Koheles. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything in its time. It says it's good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avram after Adam HaRishon, not vice versa. Because if Adam HaRishon was mekalkel, Avram could be mesakin. Avram Avinu for the mekalkel, Adam could have been mesakin. In other words, Chazal are telling us that Avram is the beginning of the tikkun to the misa of Adam HaRishon that made Adam a mace, and that Adam couldn't live. The hemshich is because, so everybody had children. I mean, you have children, every single door, from Adam had children. The answer is like this. If a person understands that his mahus is to bring out a certain nekuda into the next phase and give it the kalim to develop that nekuda so it gets to the next phase, and give that, and that phase will pass on its kalim and so on, then the pshat is in toilada lies the nitzchias of a chayil olam. This is the nekuda I have. I'm imperfect. I have my koitz and dardar. I can weed out some of it. I'm passing it on to the next door to weed out, and so on and so forth. That mahalach is the mahalach of the tikkun of Avraham Avinu, and that tikkun is called avhus. Whereas all the dairies between Adam and Avram, they had kids because they had kids, but there was no sense that they're taking something and moving it along in the process to keep it going until the Nekud of Nitzchias comes out. So that wasn't, they didn't create avhus. Avos is the perception, understanding that what I'm doing is moving the Nekuda forward, its next step, and so on. It's interesting. The places, the two mitzvahs in the Torah that says the man yerichon yamecha, both of them are inyanim of avos and bonim. You have kibud avim, and you have Kensipur. Both of them are nyanim of the nekud of Hailada. The Avram Avinu's accomplishment, maybe his yesodistic accomplishment, was to bring Avos into the world, and that's why he's called Av Hamoyn Goyim. He's the Av of Klal Yisrael, and he's the Av of the world as such. He sees the world in a very different light. Kedushas HaBris is the expression of that Nekuda. Dovid HaMelech says, Ki ove v'im yazavuni v'ashem yasfeini. So Dovid HaMelech says it means that the Lashon Chazal use is because when an Ish and Isha Mizdavik, when they finish, each one turns to the side and no one cares for the Tipa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'asif the Tipa and develops it. In other words, the Pagam, the Taiva / Eitzahara of Kedusha is that all it meant was a Taiva of here and now for me, and it's lacking in the sense that I'm doing it for the Hemshech and for what I'm building to bring out in the Kuda to come out afterwards. That's so the pagam of that lies in that. The Kedushas HaBris, which is a tikkun on that makom, and it's a tikkun on the Inyan V'Lada, turned Avram into an Av. And it gave him mastery over the five Evarim that are associated with this Taiva. And now Avram became a Moilit. It wasn't a Pchina of that Zeh Hoifech Lekan, Zeh Hoifech Lekan, because he's not a Moilit Betzim. It's Arab, it's the Hefech. The stronger a Taiva is, the more a person is concerned with the here and the now. And the Lev couldn't care less about the consequences or anything. The Kedusha of Bris is that the person understands it, that Kael Chai Chalkeinu, and he's being Zerea now, a Nekuda that's being Mamshechias, and until it comes to its final form of a Chai Loila. In the Bris of Avram, therefore, the three Malachim came along. The Refuah of Avram meant that the Tzuras Adam became Metukin with this Refuah. In other words, it's not just that he happened to be sick, he was under the weather, Bris Mila, it was hot, and this and that. The Mirap Avram means that the Kilkul that Adam Arishan had put into the Bria, Avram now was Misrapi from it. Having Yitzchak was the Toitza of it. Yishmael was born from Avram, but he wasn't a son of Avram. He was no Hemshech of Avram in any real way. The Hemshech of Avram was Dafka, was Yitzchak. So the Bris was a tikkun that allowed for the Hemshech of it, for Avram's Avhus to realize itself. And the Hafichen Stoim is also going to be there, and we'll take a look at it. Part of being an Av means, in the big picture, there are a lot of Nikudas that are Kadosh Baruch Hu that became lost in the Bria. When other Mishnas Mekalkel, the world, all the good in the world fell apart, and it became Uruv with bad. And if somebody is an Av, he doesn't rest until he doesn't find those Nekudas that are lost and brought back. In other words, the same Nitzchias that allows me to be Mamshech myself through Eilada does not let me give up from the Toiladas that I have. A person will almost never be miyayish from his toilades, because that's the koyach of avos, that the person sees in himself, and just like a person doesn't give up on himself, a person doesn't give up on his children. That's the mitzvah of avos. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to be mahapich as stoim, First of all, Avraham Avinu's tefillah wasn't, he should say, stoim. Avraham Avinu's tefillah was, there are nekudas of toiv and stoim as well. I would like to think, the word, it's interesting, the language that's called haficha stoim. Haficha stoim, the word haficha, there are many words to destroy. There's kiloyan, like this says, kola, the pasuk itself says, that, you know, hakitzakosa, and the word uses kola, hashmideim, vashmideim, there's many, many words, mechia. The word haficha has another meaning to it, like hafoichba vafoichba de kulaba. Keep turning it over, you'll find what you're looking for. The haficha is something that is, when you're looking for something that's lost in somewhere else, you mehapich it. When a person is winnowing his tvua, and his chaff mixed in with the seeds, his mehapich begurn, I think the lashon is, that he keeps you know, tossing it over and over, and hopefully the kernels fall out. Haficha is a way in which I extract the toiv in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just destroy stone. The Dor HaMavel he wiped out. Dor Stoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mehapich because he had to save something out of stone. Noach wasn't saved out of the Dor HaMavel. Noach never was part of the Mabel. Noach was in a teva sent off. And the Mabel, he never was me'urav with the Mabel. He was in his own teva, and that was that. Loit was mitoich hafecha stoim. He was in stoim and had to be taken out. The avoda of Avraham Avinu, the flip side of Avhus is, just like you work to be mamshich, everything that's toiv and needs to find its next stage of development, you salvage everything that's out there. And that was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yedativ l'man ashe yitzav ez bona ves besei achrov. V'shondach Hashem. Since Avraham Avinu's darga is avus, that he sees his children, that he sees his children, his tachlis, in being mamshich the nekuda to his children and so on, he's also the one that's going to see and take out whatever is left in stoim. And that's why it says that when he took him out, it says, "Vayhi b'shaches elikim es ori akiko, vayisko elikim es avrom, vayishal tes loit mitech hafeicha b'afeicha es ori mashashim loit." In other words, the mahalach of saving loit was a mahalach of schiras pris avrom dafke. This was also the bris with Avram that he would take out Loit from there. So the parasha of Stoim, we started out by asking that the confluence of those three inyanim have nothing to do with each other. The being healed, the child, and then Haficha Stoim. The teretz is that Haficha Stoim itself is the very, very mahalach that brought about another tzad of Avos. So let's put it together. Let's understand it. In the big picture of the Bria, there's two mahalchim in the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes in his Nivroim. The emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chay la'ad, v'kayim la'netzach. That's a synonym of emes. And therefore, the nevroyim need to have that quality. The quality of the nyonim, of the neshamis, that the nevroyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, were either inyanim that could be live forever. That was the first mahalach that Olam Rishon had in his dimyon tel yoinim was the v'chay loylo. that, and as even I don't, again, I don't know how the Metzias, but that was what his life would be called. He'd go living in the Gan Eden or whatever it is, and the Tachlis Habriya would be realized in Adam himself, versus the Mahalach where there was a Kilkel, and the Mahalach could only be realized by Dor L'Dor. Once Adam Rishon was Chayte, we could not realize that the Tachlis Habriya, the Nitzchias of Adam, the Emes of the Nekuda Leikis in him, through him. So we needed a Mahalach, and that Mahalach is called, what Chazal say, that those things that are Moilid and the Mace, but the first, that Mahalach is not just Stam physically, we have children. That Mahalach of Tikkun was started with Avram. There's all sorts of Muslim to it. Avram is Maz, is Gematria Adam, and Aver Ma, and so on. Whatever it is, Avram Avinu, Chazal say in Furish, is the Tikkun on Adam. Had Avram Bechoyte, Adam is not a Tikkun fit. But on Adam's Chet, Avram is a Tikkun. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it like that, that the second try would be through an Avram. That koyach is called Avus. And Avus means that the person is, that the person understands his goal is to take a certain nekuda and be mamshechit. His building of a door, of a next door, is because he understands it as the next stage in the tikkun, and his chiyuv to be mechanech that door, his chiyuv to be metzava them, that they should go in the derech, is because that's the mohus of avus, that is mamshich. The mohus of avus not just that it's nice to have kids around. The mohus of avus is that they're mamshichim. The kedushas bris that's associated with it is, because the mitzvah d'avodas Adam, the hefech of doing something for the later to'elus, for the hemshech, is doing something for the enjoyment now. And the more intense the taiva is, the more it is the p'chin of avim azavuni, and the when a person has kedushas abris, and is able to master everything in his goof, and he should be the one that directs his goof and not vice versa, then that allows avus to be shaylit on him. That's the koyach of avus, and that means that the hemshech of it is going in line with it. A corollary of it is, If in a person where Hoylod is just a mikradik, then the rachmi av, in the sense I need to find those nekudas that are lost, is not such an imperative. Of course, I have close feelings to somebody, and I like somebody, and I care for him, but that sense of till my dying day will I try doesn't exist. But if a person understands that his tachlis was to take those nekudas and bring a step further, and if he's lost that nekuda, where's he going with it? That's a chisorin in avus. And that's why Hafichas Stoim wasn't just to punish Stoim. Hafichas Stoim was there to take out every nekuda that was in Stoim, which was, there was an akud of Avram in Stoim, that was the Luit Ben Achiv. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this has to be part of Avram's Avoida, that he cares for that Nekud in Stoim. Avram wasn't, his Rachmanis wasn't under his Shoim, his Rachmanis was, there must be good in Stoim. And there was one Nekud, and that Nekud would become Dovra Melech, would become Malchim Mashiach. But the Vayisker Lekim, especially of Avram, when it's Hoifech and Stoim, that was the Avoida of Avram and Stoim. And the Mela is part of it. That's why we asked, why were these in Yonim, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Peirei Lebanav? Was it that the Chesed was so was so great? I don't think so. I mean, Chassid was great, but that, it wasn't markedly greater than the other Chassidim. It's because this was the first thing he did, the first Chassid he did b'Teiras Avos. The first Chassid that the Manashi Yitzav Espeser was Chal on it. And the Melam, whatever he did, became a similar bunny. It's something which, in the bigger picture of things, we need to understand. When we have a more sweeping sense of what Avodas Adam is, we tend, even a person who's idealistic and motivated and does things, but b'chol eifin, he sees it with himself. If I can attain X, if I can do Y, if I can achieve Z, so okay, I'm motivated to do it. But if not, then it's hard to be motivated. I'm not going to be able to see the payers or know if there's payers or what's the point of doing it. I don't see it's going anywhere. It's a different hashkafa. Avraham Avinu is the sheirish of who we are and what we are. And it, the sheirish of that avoda is that every single dor is doing a phase of it. And the shleimus is only going to be realized in Achris Hayomi. There's no such thing that goes lurik. If there's nothing goes levatola. It's interesting that the hefer of Kedusha Bris is called batola, levatola. It's something which things that are done l'shem shemayim, that are done because it's right, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, stay on. Avraham Avinu being our Av means all nekudas of Toiv that a person ever did, that ever brought out, don't go lirik. There's a process, and it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow, it'll happen. It's true. Mitzad a person's own lifetime, mitzad the doros, he'll never see. The avoid is a mechayev that we do things with a sense of hemshech, that we do things, where's it going to, where's it leading to, what's going to come out of it. But the bracha that we have from Avraham is that until Avraham Avinu, we're Adam b'kilkuloi. For us, avoda, we're not chai loylem, we're mace, we're kolo, we're bolo, and therefore there is no realization of the emes sheva adam in a person himself. When we shtol tzu to a mahalach of Avraham, where we understand ourselves as melidim, when a person doesn't only ask himself, am I mechuyev to do it or not, but a person asks himself, what are the consequences of it? What hashpah does this have? If I do X, how will it be much better on other people? What will they learn from it? What will they see from it? If there's an akuda of toiv buried under tons of garbage, how much do I feel pressure to get it out? If I don't have that sense of avos, then okay. So it's tough. It's not easy to It's like if I'm in a rescue squad and there's thousands of people trapped and I work very hard and I get out the vast majority of them, I'm happy. But if it's Rahman on a child, there's no, what do you mean? There's no nituk. When our, as B'nai Avram, the Chiddush Rim says someplace that we can only consider ourselves B'nai Avram Yaakov if we follow in their footsteps, if we see ourselves as children, they're our fathers. So, I mean, if we look at it that way, if that's our perspective on Avoda, then we have the bracha of Avraham holding on to us. As much as our Avoda is focused on being mamshech something, then we're a hemshech of something. As much as our Avoda carries the desperation of letting no good get on, remain trapped and inaccessible, then we have that same ashpah. To be Bnei Avram is it means that we are the Lamanashi Yitzaveh of his. If we're the Mitzavim, then we are the Lamanashi Yitzaveh, it's based on Achrov. says Ve'ei Brochen last week that Yochel Bekoil Chaismin Tom Leima Ve'ei Brocha. You make the Magen Avraham is the Chsima. The one, the Chsima is the end of the Psicha. Avraham Avinu is the one who was Noitea Avos. The safe pasuk is the Avos of Avraham Avinu Biskalusoi, the Magen Avraham. Chums.
What? We have children. We see them embarrassed, get worse and worse and worse. We don't see them building for some kind of study. It was all built for fun. It was great.
You know.